Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A section of Melrose Avenue in the Bronx has essentially become an open-air drug market. Well, that's what Congressman Richie Torres told Mayor Adams in a letter last month. So our Marla Diamond is back on Melrose Avenue today and joins us live.
Yeah, when we visited Linda a month ago, what's called the hub, there were people shooting up on the sidewalk, addicts unable to stand, trash, including needles, vomit, and excrement in front of buildings. Today, we took a walk with the president of the Business Improvement District here. Pedro Suarez says that things have markedly improved. In fact, they had the DSNY, the Department of Sanitation Commissioner, Jessica Tisch, here this morning doing a walkthrough with Rafael Salamanca, who represents this area in state government. What they have done is had crews cleaning up in the mornings and in the afternoons, and they have had enforcement here, and they have tried to get people, the Department of Homeless Services, into treatment programs and also into shelters, or put them on the path to permanent housing. But he said that the job is not done here, that there is always, you have to be vigilant, because this is indeed the center of the opioid epidemic in New York City. The Bronx has really struggled with this problem for many years, and post-pandemic, the problem seems to have worsened. So he said without constant vigilance, the problem could return. He did thank 1010 Winds for coming here, for revisiting, and for shining a light on this issue. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, reporting live from the Melrose section of the Bronx.
And police are looking today for a man who pressed his body up against a woman in Midtown this week. Cops say the suspect walked up to the 22-year-old woman from behind around 10 Sunday night on 45th Street near 8th Avenue and performed a lewd act while his groin area was pressed up against her. He then fled into a black Lincoln SUV. She was not seriously hurt, but we have suspect's picture up at 1010winds.com. Jury selection begins Monday in the trial for Daniel Penny. He's accused of killing a subway rider after putting him in a chokehold last year. Our 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa joins us live now with the latest.
That's right, Linda. Prosecutors and defense attorneys will begin questioning prospective jurors and are expected to ask if they use the subway, if they've ever been the victim of a crime, some of the topics they will touch upon. Daniel Penny, accused of second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely. The Marine veteran told police he thought Neely was acting in a threatening manner in the subway car on the Manhattan-bound F train. And he explained to responding officers, "I'm not trying to kill the guy, I'm trying to de-escalate the situation." The judge is allowing that and other statements from Penny into evidence about his state of mind. Neely was a subway performer with a history of homelessness, mental illness, and had K2 in his system when he died. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Winds News Time, 11:06. A former intelligence officer with the Indian government has been charged in a foiled attempt to assassinate a critic of Prime Minister Modi's. Department of Justice investigators say Vikash Yadav orchestrated the plot to kill a separatist who led the New York-based Six for Justice group. He allegedly hired a hitman, but that turned out to be an undercover DEA agent. Yadav is still on the loose. A co-conspirator in the case was charged in June. Police are looking for a woman who tried to kidnap a 2-year-old in the Bronx this week. Investigators say the suspect grabbed the arm of a 23-year-old woman in the laundry room of her building on East 180th Street in the West Farm section on Tuesday night and demanded that the mom hand over her child. Well, both mom and the baby fled. The would-be kidnapper escaped into an elevator. We have the suspect's picture at 1010winds.com. An unlicensed dentist is being accused of sex assault in Fairfield, New Jersey. Prosecutors say 31-year-old Jonathan Colombo advertised on social media that he could provide dental veneers at a discounted rate. Well, this past Tuesday, a woman made an appointment with Colombo and claims she was sexually assaulted after the procedure. Cops arrested Colombo the next day. So far, he's been charged with practicing dentistry without a license. Lego fans will be flocking to Suffolk County this weekend for the first ever Lego convention in Brentwood.
Organizer Grayson Riley says he received so many requests for a Lego convention on Long Island, he decided to schedule one, and it will happen this weekend.
There's displays that will be there this weekend, built with over 100,000 Lego bricks. We did a count, and there's roughly over 3 million Lego bricks.
In Brentwood at the Suffolk Credit Union Arena, you will see castles, planes, trains, cities, boats, and other works of Lego art.
There's creations there that take years to build. We have artists coming in from around the country. You're going to see their life's work.
And if you think the creations are glued together, you would be wrong. Hardly any glue is involved in the event. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.